Fred Film Radio, South by Southwest, Austin, Texas.
Fred Film Radio, this is Donna Knight from South by Southwest. I'm here with Jen McGowan, the director of Kelly and Cal, a film that is playing in the narrative spotlight. The film is about the unusual friendship between a former punk rock singer, Kelly, played by Juliette Lewis, who is now a new mom struggling with the challenges of taking care of a baby in suburban America, and Cal, played by Johnny Weston, a wheelchair-bound teenager who is similarly frustrated with the physical constraints of the situation he finds himself in. And the two of them strike a beautiful friendship with surprising consequences. Jen, will you please tell us how this collaboration in the film came about?
It started about 4 years ago at a program for USC alumni called USC First Team, and they were trying to foster feature projects for alumni. And the writer, Emilio Starbin, and I were both accepted into this program. That's where we met, and, you know, the whole thing was they would set some deadlines to make sure you were moving along, and that was it. So over the course of the year, we developed the script, and you know, I did a director's treatment and all this stuff. And then the next year, it happened that the producers saw one of my shorts in a festival, and we connected. And then things moved forward as they do with casting and, you know, hiring all the crew and everything. And that's how it started.
Kel is not your usual teenager. What do you think was important about portraying him in a very complex, very nuanced way?
I think that's the key to making anything good, is making it specific and truthful. Because if you're just... we were talking about this the other day, actually. It's like, just like you want to treat a human being in real life, you want to treat your characters as an individual, not as a... You know, you don't say, that's kid in wheelchair. That is Cal, who lives at this place, and this happened, and he feels this way about it.
What is it like to work as a female director today?
It's great, because there are not many of us.
Yeah.
And when you are talking about it in that way, mm-hmm. it's very important. When you're living it, I'm just doing what I'm trying to do. And, I mean, I'm a good feminist, but not when I'm on set. I'm doing my job.
Well, you did have
your filmmaker first.
Yeah. And that's important, too, because especially when the numbers are so shitty, just doing the job is kind of doing something.
Yeah,
and as a female director, you really had the kind of, you didn't have, like, the sentimentality or any kind of, like, lifetime-y type, like, I don't know, a very emotional kind of thing. You pushed us away from over-sentimentality, and were really strong in that for us.
Well, it's just like any person. It's like what I was saying earlier about being specific. It's like a woman director, a male director, it doesn't matter. One doesn't make one better or worse. You can have shitty male directors. There are many. I can show you many shitty male directors. Same with women, I think. The thing that I think is important about that... What's going to change things is when the consequences of a success or a failure are comparable. So that when there's a failure, it's not like, oh my God, we can never have another woman director again. It doesn't kill somebody's career. You know, it's just, that was a shitty film. You know, let's move on. So, yeah.
Could you talk a little bit about the music? I know some of the songs were written by Juliette Lewis herself, but what were the other influences?
I grew up in D.C.,
okay.
Right outside of Washington, D.C., so when I was there, it was it was a weirdo mix. It was like punk and techno, and so I've been exposed to a lot of different music growing up. I don't know that one was a specific influence to me, but I mean, I had zines, and they were awesome.
There is a sense of flow and naturalness about the scenes in the film. Was the film fully scripted, or was it partly improvised?
Yeah, it was fully scripted.
I think there might be one sentence in the whole movie that was kind of off the cuff, a couple of things. Yeah, but everything, it was, you don't really mess with writing like that.
I mean, Amy is really good with dialogue. I think that she writes really nice, beautiful, natural unique dialogue for each character.
Going back to the characters, was there something about them that surprised you or you couldn't fully understand?
Because Cal's character is broken in a specific, viewable, addressable manner, and Kelly's is broken in a more subtle, you know, Cal had a break, Kelly had a drift, and sometimes that's actually harder to deal with because you didn't see it happen.
Which filmmakers would you say influenced your own filmmaking?
I mean, the people that I love. I love Michael Winterbottom.
Okay.
I love Ang Lee. I love Todd Solondz. So those are the people that I think influenced me. I mean, I was very lucky to grow up with, you know, the 80s and 90s indie film, when it was real indie film. Mm. When it was like, you know, Killer Films was at the height of taking over the world.
Yeah.
So I got to see great stuff. You know, the stuff that was coming out of Sundance when it was a surprise. So I guess that's where I come from.
I've been talking with Jen McGowan, the director of Kelly and Kel, and this is Donna Knight from South by Southwest for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.